boss man show here with Cincinnati Bearcats assistant coach Chad Dollar. You know him from being Georgia Tech. He's been Georgia Southern in Georgia. He's up in Cincinnati, up there to Chili. It's chilly up there, man, in Cincinnati. What's good, coach? How you feeling, man?
Man, it's going good, man. Just trying to maintain and trying to enjoy life and blessed to be doing what I love to do.
I hear that, coach. Let me ask you this, man. What about this opportunity with Coach Miller to go up there in the AAC with those guys, man, leaving Georgia, a place you know very well, to go up there with Coach Miller and you're another ATL guy, Coach Morgan, on the staff with you, man? So how's it been for you guys so far, man?
Man, it's going great, man. You know, it was an opportunity, man, to try to get another program started going in the right direction. Cincinnati got a rich tradition of basketball. And when I was younger, man, when I was playing at the University of South Florida, I kind of remember the Bearcats back then. And I want to try to build on that tradition and help Coach Miller get this thing going in the right direction.
I hear that, coach. Man, excuse me, man. At what point in your career did you say, I want to become a coach? I know your dad coach. I know my father was a coach as well, but I never want to get into coaching. So for you, what kind of said, hey, let me get into coaching and make this my life's passion going forward?
You know, it really started, man, when I was a senior in college. I played ball in South Florida, but I ended up graduating from a school called Milligan College in Johnson City, Tennessee. And right then is when I started thinking about it. I've always been around coaching because my dad was a coach. I've always seen guys coach. But right then, when I was a senior then, that's when I think I decided to say, you know what, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to make this my passion and try to help kids and then also do what I love by playing, you know, not playing, but coaching the game of basketball.
I hear that, coach. You know, and for me, I feel like being around my dad as a coach, being around other coaches in my life, helped form me to who I am today. So for you, being around your father, being around other coaches, tell me about how they helped form you as the man you are today, being a husband and father. And for, I feel like coaches really helped me become who I am today, having the show I have today.
All right, no doubt. See, my mom passed away when I was younger, so me and my brother was all with my dad, and we would always go to these basketball camps. Back then, the AAU wasn't as big then, so they had basketball camps. And so a lot of coaches would be at the camps. A lot of coaches would come evaluate the camps, and them guys became friends. They were older, they became friends. So then I watched them develop kids. I watched them impact kids. And so at that younger age, me watching the impact that the game of basketball had on kids through them is something I said, you know what, this is something this is something I want to do.
Most definitely, like you said, because relationship piece of this thing is so important because for me, the cleats went up 10 years ago. For you, the shoes went up. So like, mm-hmm. So that relationship with your coach, who you can have a friend for life, be at your wedding, help you for advice when you don't know, because that's somebody you trust who helped mold you from a 18 to 22 or 24 year old to become the man you are in your 30s and 40s. So that relationship piece of coaching to me is so important as well, Coach Dollar.
Oh, no doubt, man. No doubt. And you said it, man. Like people don't understand, and I want them to understand that. And this is what's good about you doing this. And so because coaching is changing so many. I've changed so many guys' lives in coaching. And it's not always, everybody always asks me about the Anthony Edwards and me coaching him 1 year at Georgia. But I have kids that inbox me, man, through Instagram, through Facebook, man, and they're firemen. They're husbands. They're directors of their organization, and they thank me. And some of them average 15 points, some of them average 6 points. And that's what I love, man. That's what I love when I get them type of messages from guys that I made impact on in a positive way. That's what I love.
Most definitely. Like, I'll just give an example. Like, Randy Peel, who's coach was Texas Southern, Winthrop, UNCG, he's somebody I can call any time of the day. He'll answer for me. And he'll tell me whatever I need to tell me. That's a guy who I've known for years, who takes the time and his biggest skill of coaching down in the SWAC to talk to me about something I have going on. So like you said, that relationship with that coach is so unique. And coach is more than X and O's. Like, that's the easy part. It's the everything else beyond off the floor that really matters in coaching.
No doubt. And you said it. Like, I know Randy for a long time. When I first started coaching, I remember he was the head coach at UNC Greensboro. And I was assistant at Georgia Southern at the time. And again, you said a guy that he just loves the coach. I mean, the guy loves the coach. I mean, he don't care where he's coaching at. He don't. He just loves the coach, loves to impact kids. And that's what it's all about. I tell everybody all the time that it's not always about the guys that you see on TV and the nice suits and things. And that's a blessing to be doing that, no question. But it's about the guys that, man, that really impact kids and doing it for the love of the kids and love of the game, which is very important and for me.
Exactly, Coach. Like a guy like myself, I grew up on the west side of Atlanta. You know how it is over there. You know, it's not most money in the world over there. So for have a guy to believe in me and come say, hey, I believe in you. You can do better than what you're doing. And it impacted me because I went from I wouldn't have got a degree for sports and coaching. I wouldn't have been a radio show that they taught me today for people in my life to help me. So I'm a living example for guys like yourself and what Coach Morgan do, Coach Miller do, because having people who care about kids as people, not just the W's and L's and X's and O's, that lasts for a long time. And folks, what you're saying, people, listeners out here, it's so important to understand that coaching is more than just making a missing. I'm trying to get you all to see this, people. I want people to get that concept.
No, I agree, man. I agree, like you say. And I'm a basketball coach, man, but it's at all levels, too. Is at the AAU level, it's the high school level, the junior high level. I know guys now that impact kids that they're junior high coaches, and that's what they love to do. They love to be coaching guys at that level. And so, it's all about trying to impact kids, and then through the game of basketball, giving guys an opportunity, and then you kind of grow from there.
And for you guys, I'm thinking you're really going to recruit Atlanta hard. Having you and Coach Morgan there, you'll be coming down here a lot to try to find young men to come up there to play. Because, I mean, the AAC is a great basketball conference. You know, you got Memphis, Houston, South Florida, all those guys, Tulsa. So talk about that, Coach, how y'all going to approach this recruiting down here in Georgia and nationally as well.
Yeah, I'm from Georgia and Coach Morgan from there. So you always want to go back home and try to recruit a couple guys here and there. But at the same time, we got a national brand. We got a national brand in Cincinnati. Like I talk about the tradition of Cincinnati, the tradition of Final Fours, of national championships. And so we can go in all other areas. We can go, so we can stay in our area here in Cincinnati. We want to dominate Cincinnati. We want to dominate Ohio from a recruiting standpoint. Cincinnati's had success in the East Coast back when they was in the Big East. So we have a national brand, but at the same time, we always want to be able to go home and get a Cashmere Wright or Scott that played here at Cincinnati from Georgia. We always want to be able to go back home, go back to my home per se, and recruit.
And looking at this coach, the transfer portal, like say for a guy who wants an opportunity, who you have a relationship with over the years, knows you and Coach Morgan, and say, hey, I want to come to Cincinnati because you already had built a relationship with him in the recruiting process, but not worked out at first place. So how's that portal going to help you guys get guys from Georgia and Nashville as well, knowing that you all are that national brand, the Bearcats?
Yeah, you know, the transfer portal has really changed college basketball. It made spring recruiting vital. It made relationships with kids and vital. And when I say that, not the kids you that actually recruited, but just all the kids in the program, maybe an AAU program, maybe a high school program, because you never know when you might coach a kid again. You know, there was one time in my career, I coached one kid at Arkansas State. I ended up going to Wichita and then coming to Georgia Tech, and I ended up coaching that same kid that I coach at Arkansas State. And so you want to keep your relationship so you can be able to get into that transfer portal and find out what you need. I'm a firm believer that you still got to get it from the roots of great high school kids, but then you also want to reach in the transfer portal and get guys that can really help you when you got a need in a program.
Most definitely, because like you said, man, the fit thing is really, really important there because, you know, usually – if a guy wants to make a move, it's usually a reason why. So that whole knowing the right fit, does it fit the culture, is going to be very important now. Like you said, you want to build up because you want to develop guys as well. They'll come into your program as a freshman, get their bodies, change their bodies nutrition-wise, sleep-wise, recovery-wise. So when they get that junior year, they can really play hard for you, really help you all make a big run in that tournament there.
No doubt. You want to make sure you do a good job of getting guys into your program and developing. You know, it's you want to be able to develop guys over year after year after year. And you look at, I think, some of the programs that have been successful, they had a good balance. They have a good balance of high school kids, good balance of a couple transfer kids too. And that's kind of where the trend of basketball is going when you look at college basketball.
Most definitely. I got two more for you, Coach, is this, man. So for you guys, how's it been getting non-conference games going? I know it's the hardest part of you guys' life is outside of Chris getting that schedule done. How's it looking for you guys so far as you all get ready to release that thing out here real soon?
You know, man, it's going good. You know, we got one guy on our staff, Mike Roberts, that really does a really good job of reaching out and trying to get our schedule right. So I think we got a really good schedule that's going to be competitive, that's going to put us in position to get to that tournament. I know a year from now we're going to Maui, which is one of the national tournaments in the country when it comes to college basketball. So we got to have a strong schedule, plus our conference. Like I said, hey, Houston's in the Final Four. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, and I'm going to say this, a lot of times when you look at the South, you look at Georgia, where I'm from, you look at Alabama, Mississippi State, they don't understand sometimes the basketball perspective unless you got a top five football program. You know, they don't understand Wichita State has 10,000 every night at their games. Every night. You know what I mean? They don't understand Cincinnati have 12,000 every night at the game. And so, this is a really competitive conference. Right now, like I say, Houston's on top. I give them credit. They went to the Final Four. And so we chasing them guys right now, and hopefully we can keep this thing going and get this thing built like we need to get it built.
Last one for you, Coach Dollar, is this, man. What is your favorite spot to eat here in the ATL, man?
Oh, man. Man, I got so many good spots, man. So many good spots in so many different areas. Man, you know, I'm a South Side guy, man. I'm a Cali Park guy, you know what I mean? They say the CP, that way, you know, that way. So I can't get all my secrets away. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you this, I love some home cooked meals in the dirty South, man, in Cali Park, man. I got a little secret spot down there that somebody, they know how to cook, man. They don't cook but for a certain number of people. I love it though. I love it. I eat a little bit of everything too now.
Hey, I love the ice bar in College Park. I love the ice bar. I love that place.
Oh yeah.
See, I'm in Ellenwood, so I'm up the street.
Okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm up the street.
675. Coach Fox over up too.
Yeah. So yes, sir. Well, Coach, thank you for your time this morning, Coach, and hope to talk to you again real soon. Hope to see you on the road here when you're back in town, man.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Anytime, keep reaching out, man, and I really enjoy it.
No doubt, Coach.